Engineers have found a way to siphon some of the oil that has been spewing into the Gulf of Mexico for almost a month, but it could be too late to stop the ooze from reaching a major ocean current that could carry it through the Florida Keys and up the U.S. East Coast. Chris Altieri reports.
BP crews finally succeeded in attaching a mile-long tube to funnel the crude from a blown well into a tanker ship. Millions of gallons of crude are already in the Gulf of Mexico, and there are computer models that suggest the oil may have already seeped into a powerful water stream known as the loop current, which could propel it into the Atlantic Ocean. A spokesman for the company, Kent Wells, says it will take days to gauge how effective the new measure is.
We will be looking to optimize this over the next couple days to try to produce as much of the oil and gas as we can from this. And we will just learn as we go in this approach.
Federal officials also approved the controversial use of chemicals to disperse the oil beneath the surface. Tar balls have been sporadically washing up on beaches in several states, including Mississippi, where at least 60 have been found. But so far, oil has not washed ashore in great quantities. Oil has been spewing since the rig Deepwater Horizon exploded April 20th, killing 11 people and sinking 2 days later. I'm Chris Altieri.